بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر، فأصبحت يوما قريبا منه ونحن نسير، فقلت: يا رسول الله، أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. قال: لقد سألت عن عظيم، وإنه لا يسير على من يسره الله عليه. This is a lengthy hadith which we will explain over a few days, narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu is that Sahabi who was fortunate enough that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Uhibbuka ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, I love you." Laysa shanu an tuhib, innama shanu an tuhab. It is no feather in anyone's cap to proclaim love for the beloved, but really it is a crown when the beloved says, "I love you." So Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was extremely fortunate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of dispatching him as a governor to Yemen, said to him, "O Mu'adh, I love you, and perhaps when you return, you will pass by my rawla, my qabr, and you won't find me alive again." Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu cried profusely. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, "The closest person to me are the muttaqoon, those that have taqwa." In this line, we find there are a few aspects. If a person wants to become close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few things that he can do. Number one is taqwa. Number two is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fi jannah." He will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jannah. The third is aktharuhum alayya salah. The person that sends the most durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And the fourth is "Man ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum." Whoever loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it is because of my love that he loves them. "Waman abghadahum fa bibughdi abghadahum." If he hates the Sahaba, it is because he hates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We try to emulate them, we try to follow them. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal is that Sahabi regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A'lamuhum bil halali wal haram, Mu'adh ibn Jabal." The one from my Sahaba that possesses the most knowledge about those things that are lawful and unlawful, halal and haram, is Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be ahead of the ulama. He will be the leader of the ulama on the day of Qiyamah. He passed away in the plague of Amwas. His two daughters, according to one narration, and his son also passed away in the plague of Amwas. And he was very delighted to be passing away with that plague. So Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says, "I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. And one day I happened to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while we were walking. So I found the opportunity, the opportune moment, to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something very, very pertinent." Now we should all see what is the first thing, the topmost thing that we all desire. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their eyes were on the akhirat, their hearts were in the akhirat, they were walking on this earth, but they were already jannatis, they didn't have any concern for this world. What was the topmost thing and the most important thing that they wanted? Person comes to the masjid, he finds someone alone, he said, "I wanted to ask you something, can you give me a loan?" So he came to Allah Ta'ala's house, where he's supposed to be Allah's beggar, but the topmost thing in his mind is, "I want money." The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where were their minds, where were their hearts? He said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni." He didn't ask, "Make dua, Allah must make me rich. Make dua, I get this, make dua, this comes right." He said, "Akhbirni bi'amal," I want a special action that Allah Ta'ala will grant me entrance into Jannat with it, and Allah Ta'ala will distance me from the fire of Jahannam. He was already making zikr, he was already reciting the Quran, he was already a great Sahabi, the leader of the ulama on the day of Qiyamah, but still he had this desire, "I want to learn something more, I want something more that I can not just know, not knowledge. I want to practice on it. So I can get Jannat and I can be distanced from the fire of Jahannam. We, alhamdulillah, every day we learn new things. How much of amal is in our life? The word used was amal. How much of amal is in our life? Let us ask ourselves. How much we know and how much we practice. Who doesn't know that the five daily salah is fard? Who is practicing? The Quran and Majid is very easily available. Who is reciting abundant Quran and Majid? So each one needs to reflect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to him and tells him, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ. Really, you have asked something that is very, very great. These things are great things. These things are things to aspire for. Not the things of the world, not the things that we talk about all the time. قَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ. Really, this is things that are great. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ. Despite it being so great, it is very, very easy. عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلِيهِ. For that person, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for him. InshaAllah, it's a lengthy hadith. We will continue from tomorrow. Subhanallah.